is an asshole. I try to forgive, I try to live and let live, but everyone else is an asshole. And everybody else thinks of no one but themselves, and no one wants to help cause they're all assholes. And every friendly chat is a knife in the back, a sneaky attack waiting to happen. But everyone else is an asshole. I try to let love rule, but I feel like such a fool, cause everyone else is an asshole. And they're out there even now, trying to mess me up somehow. They won't stop me now, cause they're all assholes. And they're planning while I sleep, and even as we speak, to strike when I am weak, cause they're all assholes. Everyone else. First, cause worse has come to worst. Everyone else is an asshole. But they put the blame on me, pretending not to see that I just want to be free from these assholes. But I couldn't take that shit, so I tried to deal with it. And now I look a bit like an asshole. I've tried to be nice, I've tried to live my life, but everyone else is an asshole. I tried to overlook, and I tried to close the book, but everyone else is an asshole. I tried not to talk shit, but I just couldn't help it. Everyone else is an asshole. They called it assault, but it really wasn't my fault. Everyone else is an asshole. Everyone else, everyone else. Everyone else is an asshole. Everyone else, everyone else, everyone else is an asshole.
And you're an asshole too.
We are going to have a staff meeting, Joe, because this
I'm gonna,
is getting ridiculous.
I'm just not going to talk.
Is there a grievance period? Is there a place that we can talk and discuss this? Because she being a producer has got nothing to do, I guess it does have to do with.
Because, yeah. Look, them people, that some of the people that watch the show. And
now we have to behave until something.
But see, we're already sort of fucked because we done it way before I started doing the real political shit.
Well, exactly. So,
you know, but I think that we were to, out of respect, because a lot of people that ain't going to go back and look at all that shit will fucking see us as halfway to just dumbasses.
Well, we are. Okay. Half the time.
All right, let's get into it.
This is not really allowed to be total dumbasses.
No, we're not allowed to be total dumbasses.
Is there anything we need to see? I mean,
No, there's nothing we need to check. You're fine, Joe.
You say that, but we ain't checking to see if this is...
It should be bright enough, Joe.
Why do I see my name in the middle of the screen?
Because it's like imprinted there from it, just the screen being on it so much.
Oh, I thought it might have been the FBI checking my
fucking cameras in
see,
here and shit.
You
now,
see
bro?
What I'm saying?
Oh, it's all about you again.
No.
How you talking about you?
Here.
You know, you guys need to just chill.
Joe, just record really, the damn show.
Really
start. Now you want to start getting nitpicky.
Now look at
you, you sit here, you spend an hour making us listen to ridiculous music.
Thank you.
I'm really glad.
Thank you.
No, you're going to keep your
thank you. Thank you. Finally, some vindication here. Someone knows what's been going on. I suspected it all along.
Keep
folks.
Your glasses on. No, why are you trying? You, look why here. Are you trying to change your image now?
No, this I'm not changing my
he
image.
He wiped his eyes because he's crying because he knows how it's all true. He's tearing up a little bit.
It is all true.
Yeah.
No. I shoot pictures like that picture you seen a million times. I shoot pictures like my glasses.
Your glasses were on.
No.
Yes, they were. Go to the picture right now.
Would you listen to me say what I got to say? Well, the main only reason I wear the glasses is because of them bifocals, and that's the only
you
reason.
You can't read and without them. I know that.
So I can see perfectly
okay,
to do
matter.
This. Trust me, I can
it
see
makes you
perfectly.
Look less fucked up.
That's it.
Well, you didn't give me a choice. You want to sit here and argue with me.
I told you there needed to be.
Look at that eyeball.
I told you there needed to be a meeting with the management, and you said, no, not right now.
Here we say effing.
Jesse, I care more that you say effing, to be
okay.
honest.
Well, I'm not going to say effing.
Yeah,
but
I make a damn bet on my
how much?
Life.
How much?
Oh,
do you know?
God.
You know how good I am at bets about talking. Remember the bet that
told,
I went with my
I was
mom?
Told,
I had to be quiet. I had to be quiet, remember?
Don't
I had to
say
be quiet
anything.
Before she left
so I'm
she
not
gave
saying
me 50
anything.
Bucks.
I got the producer fighting with the star of the show. I'm sitting here in the middle going, WTF, for those of you who don't know, I'm not allowed to say what that means any longer. A previous broadcast, yes, but they're moving forward. We're going in a
We're
new direction.
We're progressing in life.
We're going in a new direction, I'm being told. So, I'm sorry about that.
For anyone who might get offended for the
yeah,
WTF.
For anybody that might be offended or needs to go see the drag queen show. It is now being indoors because of the protest at the school board by Smokin' Joe.
City
Mason.
Hall.
I'm lost
City Hall.
Here.
It's City Hall.
This is the reason I do this show because as crazy as the shit I deal with in politics is.
Open that eye a little bit more.
Hey. He's like
I'm
one of the boxers.
To, I'm trying to life. Use some of this. But the reason I do this show...
Why,
is
Joe?
Because as ignorant and crazy as the
yeah.
two of y'all are like 100 times more intelligent than the people that I'm talking to in some of the political events I go to.
Well, thank
well,
you.
Well, that's very flattering, Joe.
Well,
I appreciate
well,
that.
Well,
you know, I mean,
let me poop up my hair over there, you know.
I do have the 28 IQ, you said.
Yes.
A high in the high 28s, you said.
You know, I'm the 187 over here.
187?
Everybody, she's... my wife's upset because...
He thinks that he has an IQ of 187.
It's 187.
Yeah, and it's a freaking
and
dream.
She really don't understand...
His wettest dreams.
Check out my IQ.
Jesus. Right. Let's start this.
No,
y'all
come
see.
On. That was
we,
good.
We've already started. Just, you just need to edit whatever just, you need there. Okay. Are you going to start the podcast?
I just want to say that.
Shut up. Just do the show.
Yeah.
Just do the fucking show, bro. Effing show. I'm sorry. Take. Jesse, say something.
Action.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Cracker Culture, the podcast for real. Floridians.
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 That is working. The podcast.
Okay.
Take two.
A little bit.
Action. Are you the freaking producer now? With the F.
Sorry, man. Sorry. It's a mistake.
All right. So. Cut. Action.
I think I need to say a prayer before we start this show. Please. Please.
Catholic.
That's blasphemy.
I am Catholic.
Oh, he's not. Are you?
Lord, please forgive me for what may occur during this podcast. And please don't hold me accountable or nobody else for the actions of the two idiots that are in the room with me.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, brother.
Action.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Lizard Dick and Smoking Joe Show.
Finally!
I got a promotion, brother.
We are trying to have this show sponsored by none other than Governor Ron DeSantis with his new House Bill 991. So we need to do this one last show before he signs it into legislation.
F and A!
My name is Smoking Joe, and this is my co-host.
Hey, I'm Lizard Dick. And can I say that?
Yes, you can say that.
If I need to say Lizard Peni or what, you know, it's on the next one.
What was that? What's that, Mr. 187?
Phallus is what you're talking about.
Oh, Lizard Phallus. Technical terms.
Doesn't take much to derail this show, folks. But here we go.
Yeah. As I always tell everybody, this show is the adult show.
Yep.
Yeah, this show, if you use this show for
viewer discretion is advised.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Highly.
Yes. If you use
rated R.
If you use this show for anything other than satire. And yeah. And just people in their normal life
or abnormal,
you're a candy ass, and I just want you to know this is us.
Not being, a show for pansies.
We're not politicians. We just don't like dirty politicians. So welcome to the Cracker Culture Show.
We don't like politicians at all on this show.
And also like to welcome our viewers there, if we still got a few in St. Louis. We had a couple going on there for a while. We're back now. We're live, or tape delay, however you want to say that. But
12-week delay.
Yeah,
we still have 3 or 4 listeners, don't we?
I think
has it been updated?
I got an update. There's a local contractor that has decided to take interest in sending me messages. I had just asked a question, and I didn't expose no names, and of something that I thought had been illegally done at the Lee County School Board. However it come to part, the contractor that deals with is dealing in this situation with the school board decided to start messaging me. This is very comical because my intention was not to attack the contractor. My intention was to expose that the school board is not doing what's best in our interest.
Weren't they going to let the building go? I don't know that much about it.
That was where the problem comes in.
See, so, I don't know.
And Lizard's not political at all.
No, I don't even know who the president is. I don't even have one. I seen a guy fall down some stairs one day. That's all I know. Next thing you know, he's got an electric thing that goes all the way up into Air Force One.
So, anyway, so the funny thing about this is, you know, you'd expect a man to have enough intelligence to, if he wanted to communicate with a person, he would do it in a proper tone. Hey, can we speak? And can we, you know. This contractor proceeded to send me message after message after message, insinuating that I had a homosexual crush on him.
Wow.
He's definitely not homosexual.
I'm not worried. I'm not trying to justify my manhood here.
Yeah, I know you're in the bathhouse over there in Russia, but I didn't know You know what I'm saying? I don't. So I never. You never tried to fondle me or
but,
anything.
But you know, it was an attempt to intimidate me, and I took it just for what it was.
Right.
And it become amusing. I mean, because the whole time I'm thinking, can this guy really be this stupid to not think I'm going to save every message he sends me? And anybody that watches any of my other shows, when I say I've got something, I show it on the show. If I've got it, if it comes from a source, I'll make sure you know. If I haven't seen the documentation, I haven't seen it yet. But I tell exactly what it is. So when I'm thinking about this, I said, this guy is show gold. This contractor is going to be an amazing event for us. So anyway, so what? That's you know,
like a carnival and some jugglers and stuff like that. Or
I the guy wasn't even on my radar. It wasn't nothing to do with him, but he
yeah,
took
but
it personally.
More than that, wasn't
it? Became more than that.
Yeah,
and I don't want to discuss.
No,
about
I'm not
that
trying.
Too
I know you got teasers out there, and stuff.
You know, and yeah. Also there's you know I have to worry about. What my lawyers think I should say or
right.
Shouldn't say. You know, they think I take priority over the political shows. And
it's true.
I'll admit it. Because the political shows...
I went to the labor union. I told them. I said, look what he's doing to us here. I said, it's the BS.
The political shows, I try to get the message out as fast as I can because I think the people need to know so that they can at least have an attempt to try to prevent it.
We gotta let them know we're idiots too, bro. And they need to know right now just as much as you do.
It's my money. I want it now.
People ask me, Garrett, where's your new show at?
Oh, I'm sorry. The original question you asked what our viewership was, and I forgot about that. I think he said I had six listeners.
Including his lawyer.
Yeah, including his lawyer and him. So we got four. The contractor.
Oh, well, hell, we got two more than I knew anything about. We're in the bonus. Hey, thanks for stopping by.
Hey, we appreciate it.
Look, we're going to do it whether you're looking or not. We're still doing the broadcast, and we're hoping you're watching. But if you're not, that's okay.
You
got something better to do.
And again, this is not an intimidation attempt, so I won't even quit talking about it right now. This is part of that teaser thing. What is the mental capacity of this person?
Wonder what his IQ is.
he might be a 188. He might have 1 point over me.
Let's get some kind of analysis on that.
The lizard, what's been going on in the world of the lizard?
You know, there's been that guy that looked like a rolled up dick, like his dick came over his body. On Fat Albert.
Mush mouth.
That's what I thought.
His beanie came over his face, he was wearing a ski mask.
It'd be all the way down to the ground. It would take like 3 days to shoot 5 minutes worth of film, you know? So, anyways, kind of like the lizard deck show. It takes 3 months to get one show out.
You can't talk about dogs on dope.
Oh, yeah. It's the same thing. Sorry, don't ask, don't tell. If you see something, don't say nothing.
please let us run it by our legal team first.
Yeah. Now, for the second half of the show, Joe will wear his glasses.
I had to read my phone.
Is that part of the new
I'm going to leave my glasses
Is
on.
Is that part of the new you? No glasses?
New me.
No.
There's no new me. I'm the old, same old. Nothing new, nothing.
All right. Let's check it. Are you going to start to show up again, or are you just going to go on about
Action.
How old you are?
Just go on.
What do you mean, just go
run
on?
Run your mouth. whatever they need to hear, we'll make sure they hear.
Let me just tell you what's going on. You wanted to know what was going on in Lehi. I'm telling you right now. You got people.
No, yeah.
You got people, yeah?
Yeah.
80 people at 4 o'clock in the morning at an intersection doing donuts with their cars.
No.
But that's what's happening. In Lehi.
No.
Let's just get on to the people of Lehi, okay? Mm-hmm. You know I've been a resident of Lehi. I should have just run for mayor from the Jump Street. Okay, I've been there long enough. I know all the people. I know the players. I know the game, okay? Here we are out here on Milwaukee Boulevard here out on Homestead, okay? 4 a.m. in the morning. 80 people. What do you think they're doing? Up to no good, okay? Why would anybody, 80 people, converge on an intersection? Doing donuts. Having a car show, showing what they can do, burnouts and stuff in the middle of the roadway. Okay, that's all good. People trying to travel through with their boat headed to Key West. Boom, they circle the people. Kill them.
Oh, no.
Why?
No, they didn't kill them. They didn't kill them. The grandmother survived, but now the grandfather, the last I heard on the news, he was shot in the neck and was in critical condition, but he was still alive. So,
my point being is 80 people. That means at least 40 cars. Or
more.
30 cars, at the least.
Yeah.
I'm supposing that we don't have any sheriff's jurisdiction out at Lehi, which is a crime-ridden place that nobody wants to hear about, and everybody wants to stay away from. But there's no sheriffs out there at 4 o'clock in the morning. They drag race down the same street on motorcycles. They talk about that on the news. Where's your law enforcement at?
Well, I think there is a problem that goes back to where people want to defund the police, and in areas like Lehi, which used to be, when I was growing up, was Pat Boone was selling property.
Eric Estrada was selling property.
It was, a good home.
Well, not here.
As it started to progress and the land was devalued because the proximity of the bigger cities to where they could buy groceries, they had to come to Fort Myers, Just like you drive from Lehi.
Yeah.
So it was, it started to decline in that, the demographic of the area of the county, And so when that happens, you're going to have your problems, but if you don't build up your resources to protect those problems, that's something that needs to be looked into for the benefit of Lehi in that area. And like I said, we joke about Lehi all the time, but it is seriously there's some good parts of Lehi that
it be a good part of Lehi or a bad part of Lehi,
they're still paying taxes.
They're still paying tax money in to fund the police department, to fund all these other services. Lehi is larger than Cape Coral in land square footage. Hmm. Because Lehi goes all the way out, coming all the way out towards Immokalee and LaBelle, lengthwise, where nobody lives yet.
Right.
All right. So, potentially, they should get more sheriff's deputies and that in this area larger.
That's on the city council. That's on your city council. That's your city council needs to be
I don't think Lehi has a city council.
Yes, you have a councilman.
Maybe you have a councilman, but I mean that Lehi is not even a city. It's not recognized as a city. It's like a town.
Felda
doesn't have.
They have a post office.
Are you talking about that little bitty one out there on the road up on the side?
No, that's Everglades City.
Oh, the Felda does have a road one?
But yeah, it has.
Where is that in the store?
It's just a little post office out in the middle of nowhere.
The problem falls on the council. The council should look into finding a way to put more resources. You cannot blame the job that the sheriff's office is doing, because they really have done some great things here locally, a lot with the
kitchen. So you're saying the council decides what areas that the sheriff's department services more often or with more effort?
Yes.
See, so that's what I'm not knowing. I thought that was up to the sheriff's department locate his man where he wanted to.
They have to have the resources to do it, and the council has to provide them the resources to do it.
And they have to approve the resources.
Yes. And so this
they
is
have to approve, like,
this is who you really need to look at. People just vote. And a lot of people don't even really know who these people are. They just know, well, I'm going to vote for this person for governor. I'm going to vote for this person for president. And that's where their focus is. I mean, most of them don't even really think about the mayor. The people that are working class people don't have the time to look into this kind of thing, because they're too busy trying to live in this rising economy we have. I mean, Lord, I don't know how people are affording homes where, I mean, you got
alone 2-week vacation.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody worried about no vacation. They're trying to eat.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's some people out there that just go vacation for 2 weeks and not think twice about it.
But you know, those people that are going on vacation 2 weeks and not thinking about it, they're paying attention to what's going on in the council. I'm talking about the people that's not. I'm talking the average guy. All he wants to do is get his 40 hours in and get his weekend to go fish and relax. Do you think he wants to look at politics all the time or at any time? It becomes boring. So what we focus on is the things that are the highlights of the news, what's exciting, like Ukraine, there's a war in Ukraine. You know,
they don't think about the 80 people congregating.
That's not exciting. I don't like to see trillions of our dollars going over there to paying for a war.
But that's what I'm saying. That's
not exciting to me. That gets my blood pressure up.
Right.
Yeah, but
to know that we can't take care of our own here in the United States. We're fighting inflation by raising interest rates so that we can pay more money at the grocery store to try to get the economy balanced.
I'm going to have to tell you, you're going to have to slow down, because there's some things that are causing me to not believe that the world's going in the right direction right now, because you somehow suddenly
suck the air out of the room.
You become way
you're more political than he ever thought you would be.
He's the one driving it in here.
His
he's
intelligence one level has risen
from 28 to 32. Point.
Yeah, just look over here.
Oh, no. You're a bastard. He has got more intelligent over the last few
seconds.
Yeah. Than I've ever known him to be in his life. So, I mean, I'm going to have to look that up. That might make me a prophet
savant,
or something.
Like idiot savant.
You're definitely an idiot savant.
See, when I do good, Jesse, it's bad. When I do bad, it's bad. It doesn't matter. Now I see how you feel.
Enjoy the weekend and try to, you are making me nervous, lizard. I'll just
what?
Tell you.
A lizard?
You really
okay, let me hear. Let me sit still for Mr. Phillips. Sorry about that. Sorry.
Mr. Smoking.
Oh my
Supreme
God.
Leader.
Supreme Leader.
I can't even compliment the two of y'all without dumbing it down. I mean, it's
oh
so sad.
Oh, my God. This is not the political show. This is the fun show, Joe. Okay? You're going to have to get that straight.
Let's talk about a funny story.
All right. You got one?
Yeah, I got one. I think is better to me.
Oh my God,
problem is I haven't researched it much, and so I'm telling you, I'm going off.
I'm taking my glasses off for this one.
I'm sure it's about me.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? It's nothing to do with you. I don't think.
Thank God. Okay, I'm putting it back on.
If it seems relatable, it's definitely not intentional. Let's put that way. I seen where there was a gentleman.
Already relatable.
A gentleman, and off the top of my head, because I did not research this show is nothing scripted. This is as raw as you've ever seen this show. Lizard Dick and Joe Show, this is probably, we done some poor, horrible shows when we were learning. We were having our learning curve. And maybe that's why your IQs got brighter. We had a learning curve.
It was at the start of the broadcast. I was down to like 12 or 13, and then you said I jumped up to what, 27? I spiked.
No, you started at 28, and I gave you 32.
Oh, he spiked me there for a minute. Sometimes savants just all of a sudden just come out of nowhere.
Make it happen.
You know, you got to be careful, Joe, because you know it's diagnosed with, you know, severe schizophrenia. So it could have been one of them people that was, that could have been one of the, maybe I got, do you have different IQs for different people that you have?
Possibly.
Like multiple personalities, can they have different IQs?
I think so.
I'm just wondering.
I just don't.
Asking for a friend, or a few of friends.
I just don't think I can dumb that conversation down enough to get into it.
I was just messing around. I was just.
No.
I think so, though. Like.
I mean, I've been termed schizophrenic, and I'm sure that I did have some of those tendencies at one point. But thanks to medication, here I am live.
The funny thing is I know that some of these clips are going to be used against me, and tonight, I really just don't care. I don't give a shit.
He's allowed to say shit, but we can't.
I didn't say you can't. I just said...
I just called
to tell...
the truth.
And I mean it from the
bottom
of my...
I'm not going to continue this stupidity. Now my IQ has lowered.
Thanks the good Lord. Now you're done. Now you like feel like one of us, don't you?
The average...
sing that song, wasn't it the Supreme Leader was one of us?
Like one of us.
Yeah. All right. Just wanted to be like one of us. Do you think we've made the Nielsen rating yet?
No. You stupid. Oh, my God.
He tells me, Gary, come on down. Let's do this show. And then he's like, that's dumb. That's stupid. What'd you say that for? What the hell? Why don't you just sit here by yourself and talk about everything? I'll sit over here and say you're stupid too.
Have you had any illnesses lately?
I haven't really had any illnesses. I tell you, I got this terrible thin skin. I don't know if you can see it on camera. But all I got to do is really just bump myself and I severely bruise like somebody killed me. Like I was murdered. But
it happens when you get old.
I don't heal very fast. I'm wondering if any of the viewers, any of the five or six of them that are out there... could point me to some kind of ointment I can put on it to maybe toughen up my skin. Okay?
No. There's nothing. It's called collagen.
Well, I'm going to have to do something because I'm afraid one day I'm going to bleed out. Okay? For the most part, it's pretty much blood clotted and everything's been good. And I keep a steady supply of Band-Aids on my body. Okay?
Well, maybe one of those few viewers we have is an esthetician.
Is that what I need?
Yeah, and they'll give some recommendations.
Thank you. Yep.
Appreciate it. Something going on. Let's talk about something exciting. Let's talk about the Fort Myers Beach. Let's talk about the beach is coming back. People are coming out to the beach to enjoy themselves. People are bringing money out to the beach. People that have your binoculars and wanted to see the devastation, just watch it on TV, okay?
Yeah.
But just bring your money down to the beach if you got to and you want to come and patronize one of the restaurants or one of the places anywhere on the beach. Everything helps. And we're coming back bigger and better than ever. We're going to open up our hotel next month to our owners. And then there shortly after, we'll open it up to regular guests if there's some desire to come down. Not much to see. We don't have our pool ready yet, but we're working on all those things and more. So there you go. Love to see you on the beach down there. You know?
I'd love to see the and more.
The and more.
Everybody sold all their properties, you know, or trying to sell them.
Which is sad. I mean,
and the conglomerates are buying them up, you know. So pretty soon they might as well just call it Fort Myers Margarita Beach.
Yeah.
Margaritaville Beach, you know, or something. Mm. Welcome to Margaritaville's Beach.
Yeah, I'm done.
You know,
I know
that's political again, and I'm not meaning it political. I don't live at the beach. You lived at the beach for many years. You worked at the beach for many years. You had your own shop for many years down there.
Yeah.
You know more than I do. Yeah. That's not just a...
No, it's not just
it's
a beach.
Place. It's a people. It's a memories. It's a whole deal. And I haven't been here as long as you guys. You guys more. I work at the beach.
Right.
I've not really played around the beach. You know.
Well, Fort Myers Beach. When you know, I was young. I mean, when you skipped school, you went to Fort Myers Beach. I mean, I'm talking about the kids from like Cape Coral, North Fort Myers, all around Fort Myers, northern. Girls migrated down to the beach on certain days around the summertime.
You tell them that was the white girls because there ain't no sun up north that's coming down to get their tans.
Yeah, well, and that's what it really was. I mean, you can call it what you want. It's human nature. It's the lust for wanting to enjoy the pleasures of others.
That's right.
But it was, you know, I always considered a honky-tonk beach. You know, the people that was living and hanging out in Fort Myers Beach, and the regulars, and all the regulars, I mean, you know.
They all knew everybody.
Yes, you know, and they all.
And like you said, the kids couldn't do nothing without getting caught.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, but the kids got to hang out in the square down there, I'm assuming.
Oh,
that
yeah,
that's what
but
they
you
did.
There was
the days Dusseldorf was there. I never ate there because I didn't know nothing about it until Joe introduced me to it. And I think I ate a few different things there. And drank a few beers over there too, but it was a nice place. Gone for a long time now. It's been gone.
Yeah. But when I was young, I mean, it was even there was less there, but you know, it just had a certain vibe. And so what would happen is the lower income families who don't have time to they don't have the time to waste. They want to relax. They need a break. So,
well, I grew up in a different time on the beach than you.
You know,
and,
exactly.
But everybody.
I mean, back when I grew up, Pete's time out, man, it was spring break. Everybody would go down there, and you know, they would have. The girls would walk by in bikinis, and you'd have cardboard signs, and they'd score them like 1 through 10, you know, going through. It was like, you know, it was just a fun honky-tonk beach, and it was an affordable beach at that time.
Yep.
You know, so that's really what real Fort Myers Beach was, and that's the Fort Myers Beach I miss, and that Fort Myers Beach was gone long before Ian.
Right.
You know, so.
So we just try to do what we can do, right? And hopefully people will still watch us and think we're cool or stupid, one of the two, or cool and stupid, or whatever. Well, Joe, he's a high IQ. I'm down there, I don't know, 28 or 9. He's dead a while ago. I got a bonus or something, but yeah, so it's all good. It's always the guy with the low IQ.
Give you credit for tonight. You have in this show made it easier to feel comfortable to really show the people just who we really are. And, you know, and we talk about a lot of things just to show the humor in it, the humor that if you make it funny enough, maybe those people ain't got time to really know what's going on will enjoy something we said that they'll want to make it entertaining enough to be part of their relaxation.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I was just sitting there thinking, not trying to bring up a political show or anything like
yes,
that.
Yes, you've been bringing up political show.
If I get,
if
I can get a high IQ as your, as
the ends.
Come over here and do the lizard show with you, and then this is how. See, now we got a viewer calling us.
Sometimes shit happens.
God, if we were doing a live feed, Joe, we couldn't keep up with all the comments while we were talking, because they'd probably go, what the f*** is going on?
Yes.
Okay.
So I got myself a new loofah. Like a body loofah, you know?
Oh, well, are you gonna, well, you think you're going to hang one from your car or something?
No, we
were coming back from her mom's from dropping the girls off.
Okay.
And we come to the different vehicles. And she comes through, and there's a golf cart coming toward me. The first thing
you see is a big old purplish pink loofah.
What's the
loofah? Make one of those body scrubbers.
Okay.
It's like they're doing up there in the villages.
Yep,
it's
yep,
the big
gotcha.
Thing.
Yep.
So all of a sudden, it's like this new trend in communities for let's say,
what, they want to scrub you up or something?
They're going to scrub you up.
Hey, I'm single looking to scrub you up. I'm available for scrubbing.
Let's do this. We need to put...
The actual breakdown of them.
Yeah, put the breakdown. And you know what we'll do is we'll each week we'll put one on your truck. And you can go and
need to stop putting shit on my truck, okay? There's shit been put on my truck that I was unaware of for days, okay?
If not months.
Shower
scene, yeah.
I bought myself a new loofah.
A couple days ago.
And it feels like sandpaper when I wash it across my body.
Okay.
When I wipe, yeah. You know, like, because
sure,
it's so
gentle.
Brand new. Because,
right.
You know, it's just like,
yeah.
Yeah, so I feel literally like a baby's ass from head to toe. Okay, I will word it better.
I feel extremely exfoliated from head to toe. Okay, and we're glad, and is there anything else because we were trying
to end
the show?
No, I'm kind of disappointed in this. Y'all were talking about me being gone, because I am literally the life of the show.
Jesse.
Y'all don't even know if you're funny unless
I'm
here.
We don't, you're right, we wait for your vindication.
Those five minutes were traumatic to you.
They were. Joe went into a tirade. I had to bring him back, reel him back in. We made it back alive. We're here. And then you walked in and told us about your wonderful, extremely hot shower with your new loofah. And you even referred to it as smooth as a baby's tuchus. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, that's a better word.
A tuchus.
Moving on. This is...
Moving on up.
Moving on up.
Moving on out to bed.
Oh, he'll hit the bed and be gone in 3 seconds. Okay. His glasses will fall out of his hand, including with his phone.
Hi, folks, we hope you enjoyed the show.
Is that the end of it? Really?
Yes. I guess that's the end of it. He's wanting to excuse us.
Since you insist on not letting me stop the show and enjoy the rest of my night, I will tell the viewers... I'm tired. I have had limited sleep from doing video editing.
Can I end the show?
And with this.
How about this? Tonight, Lizard, you end the show.
Good effing bye.
I'm Smoking Joe, and he's Lizard Dick. We love you, Florida. Love, peace, and gator grease.
Cut. That's a wrap.
Well, you're a...